Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
1 o'clock hour on a Friday. That means it's time for a little fan club Friday on Cody and Gold.
Can't
Alex
wait.
Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We've got Mackenzie Nelson from KSHB 41 joining us in studio. We'll get to an update on Juju Smith-Schuster in just a second as Andy Reid had his quick Friday wrap-up presser. But let's get the festivities started. So, what do we got here?
So my kid was sick, so like I didn't have a normal time to plan a cocktail like I normally would. So I brought a drink variety. I figured if somebody was like really just in Christmas, they're like, screw this, I'm out. I'm going straight to Christmas. There's a Nutcracker Ale.
All right.
There is a Blackberry Limeade.
Ooh.
A couple of corks. That's pretty normal. We like to keep those around. Goliath, which does like God. The pseudo
top lane Goliath, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tall, but you gotta want to earn it, okay?
I've never seen that
it's
before.
It's a 16-ounce can. They're out of like Iowa.
Yeah.
Really good beer. And then Two Hearted. Bell's Two Hearted.
All right, which one do
one
you want?
One of my favorite beers.
Let me do the lemonade. Or what was the
yeah, the Blackberry Simply Limeade? Simply Spiked.
Limeade, that
Simply
good.
Spiked. Drew, which one?
You got to say one of the quirks for Drew.
Drew wants a quirk.
What ones are there again?
Cherry and strawberry, man. He's that non-beer drinker.
Let's do cherry.
Cherry.
I won't do the Nutcracker one. I just don't like that. I don't like that flavor.
I don't feel like you're ever committed enough
I'll
to
just
drink.
Do the, just give me a quirk.
The bottle's pretty though.
It is a cool bottle.
Little,
just give me the
label.
The quirk. We'll roll with that.
You don't like Nutcracker? 7.8%. So
Oh,
that's in here. I'll drink it. Whatever.
Well, there you go.
Get this weekend started.
Well, first off, it's been a while since we've had you in studio, Mackenzie. I think it's been a bit. And congratulations. Award-winning.
Wow.
How did this all happen? I guess explain this. So you are now, you can officially, like the Twitter profile, dating profiles all updated. Emmy award-winning.
I haven't updated them.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's awesome and it was really cool and I blacked out, you know, in the moment, but I have not changed any bios in my, you know, different profiles or anything. I've kind of just kept it to myself.
So had you been nominated before? How did this work?
First time I was nominated, for Best Reporter Live. And so it was really cool. First nomination, first time that my parents could come watch win this award. It was a room
did
full
you get the trophy
of people.
Yet?
Yeah, the trophy's at my house.
Nice.
I'm going to have to put
mantle?
It in a lockbox or something, like a Super Bowl ring, you know, because it's just as important.
I mean, look, it's an Emmy.
Well, I mean, it actually is.
But to you, it is.
For you, it is.
I told him he was surprised to find out. I've been nominated for one single Emmy.
That's amazing.
And he's like, but how? You're like, I was nominated for Best Documentary.
Sweet.
When I edited and narrated a documentary on Haiti.
That's awesome.
But I didn't win. Somebody else. I don't even know who won. Some jerks.
I want to know what that... if your documentary was on Haiti, what was the winning one
on?
Yeah,
what was like, the best one?
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'd have to go back through. I don't remember who won at the time. I did not go to the award ceremony. It was a bad conflict.
Smart decision.
Of time.
Smart decision. You weren't gonna win. You didn't win. You don't want to go. You didn't want to go there.
It got nominated though, and then now I get every year I get those like emails and be like, "Would you like to judge these things?" I'm like, "Hell no."
Now, what was the like? You said it was submitted. So was it was it something from the Super Bowl? Was it from the parade? What would it like?
So
what
there's
was,
like specific things that you have to follow when you submit for a nomination. So for Reporter Live, it was. Five. So you could have five live shots from like five different events, but they say like outfit changes so that it's not like you're doing multiple live shots from one day.
Sure.
It's got to be like different events. So I did, you know, the Super Bowl parade, the NFL draft that we had here in Kansas City, the Super Bowl, March Madness, things like that.
Nice.
It was really cool. Yeah.
We should look into the radio awards. Maybe we could win something, you know? We get a Marconi on this show.
That's a station-wide thing. That's a station-wide
thing. Oh, is it?
I think
what's
a station
the individual
in Dallas.
Marconi thing?
A station one in Dallas.
An Odyssey station?
It would be our. Wait, hold on. 105.3 the fan.
You guys should definitely.
I think it was 105.3 the fan.
Submit. Yeah, you guys.
I don't know what we'd submit for. Is there comedy-based stuff? We're not a very serious
Club 610.
Show.
You submit that.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What you submit.
Formerly named.
It's not Club
610.
It's
that's
not
fine.
Club 610 anymore. It's the fan club, but honestly, I think it just needs to be Club 965.
I think we need to change it to Club 965. I think we need to change
fan
club.
But if you submit, you have to submit things from the year prior. So you'd have to submit your old ones.
Okay.
You can't submit what's happening right now.
That's fine. We got plenty of great content from last year.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have won something for Creed is Good. He was on stage with Creed.
I heard the concert was
the
great.
The band on Wednesday.
Our boss went to it. Multiple people we know went to that concert.
You realize that's our fault. Right.
I said I was
Creed Humphrey being on stage with the band Creed is our fault. It's this show.
Yesterday,
fault.
I said I'm going to pat ourselves on the back. You know that doesn't happen without the Creed is Good movement from a couple years ago. I have no problem saying that on this show. Real quick, do want to pass on some Chiefs news for those of you expecting that. Andy Reid had his quick little media wrap up. Juju Smith-Schuster, the only player expected out on Sunday against Denver, also said that Patrick Mahomes' ankle did well this week, didn't miss any reps or anything. Judging by that, maybe Turk Wharton is going to play. It was just a knee contusion.
Today.
It was a knee contusion, so I think they'll have Mike Dana and Turk Wharton on the defensive line for the first time since, what, week four or so?
This is good because they're starting to get their pieces back. I mean, it felt like we were having so many injuries on both sides of the ball, so this is some good news, I guess, getting some guys
definitely.
Back.
Definitely. I think the defensive line part is the most exciting here. To have maybe a full defensive line for the first time. Also Uche, too. So, I mean, we haven't seen this
about
defensive
deep
line.
As they've been,
until
probably.
They get a Minihue back.
Who goes when a Minihue goes? Turk Ward's been really good this year.
I'm guessing there'll just be another injury. You know, I mean, like, this the NFL. There'll be some other. I mean, no, but like,
I
honestly,
mean, the second they needed a roster spot, Sky.
No, but it's true.
The second they needed a roster spot, then Sky Moore needed surgery. He was a full participant in practice the day before.
The same thing.
He all of a sudden needed core muscle surgery.
Core muscle surgery.
He
intense.
Probably already needed it.
The
they
same
just
thing will apply, though, when Pacheco's available again. Yeah. They're not going to have five running backs, so somebody's either getting cut or somebody's going on IR or, you know, something like that's happening. I mean, Clyde's been active, or he could be activated, but he hasn't been activated on game days the last couple weeks.
Maybe you don't see him.
I don't know if we are. I don't know if we are. So. But I when I said someone's going to get hurt, like, I just mean it as in not even the Sky Moore thing, like, hey, he could play through it. I'm saying there's always injuries in the NFL. They're not going to have a completely healthy defensive line the rest of the season.
No. Well, and look at the luck they've been having so far through the first eight games. I mean, how many injuries have they had so far this season? It's
tons.
Not like, you know, previous years. So, I don't know. I agree with you.
Let it be known, McKenzie, because the way we had to change our cameras out to put all the shows on camera, not just us, they said, hey, I don't want to just look at you two bozos. Somebody put McKenzie on camera. So I've turned my camera.
I'm sure she's thrilled by that. I'm sure she's thrilled.
You know what? They would rather. They've looked at us for 3.5 hours. They're looking for a fresh face.
Did you want to sit by me so you can still be on camera?
That's fine.
You
that would actually be not being
hilarious.
On camera.
If we Cody,
can sit right next to each other.
If Cody had to be on camera.
We can share the same microphone.
That would be pretty funny,
like,
actually.
Hey, guys. Just like really bundled up. No. I think I'll leave it. You know, I think that, again, I don't think they want to look at me in this scenario. They want to be like, you know, what's, you know, like, nice sweatshirt. What's that say? New York on it?
It's New York. I got it during March Madness 2023 when I was there for K-State. So.
Your nails look very good.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're very well put together.
This is hilarious.
Thanks, guys. I have to get dressed and, you know, look nice and presentable to join you two on the radio.
Cody, I can't compliment people's nails?
No.
They look like pristine.
Cody, all you needed to add in there was, yes, go, girl. That's all you needed.
Hit a yes, queen.
Yes, 100%.
If I said that in Slay, you guys would have lost.
Yes.
This is amazing. I love coming on this show. It's so great. You guys feed me drinks and you compliment me. This is amazing.
It's a pretty loose atmosphere, you know?
It's Friday. We have 50 minutes left till the weekend. You know, it's supposed to be a little looser. Are you now? I say that. I'm assuming. Are you covering the game on Sunday?
Yes, I will be there.
Okay.
I will be there. We'll be doing our countdown to kickoff show live, like leading up to the game. So I'll be in studio for that. And then I'll run out there and cover the game.
For future guest purposes, do you guys have an Aaron Ladd replacement in building yet?
We do.
Okay.
Aaron Ladd's replacement.
Are they cool?
Yes. His name's Matt Foster. He joined us, I want to say, a month ago. He joined us a month ago. Then he went out, got married. So was gone for a week.
Okay. And, maybe that's why I missed it.
Congrats to him. Yeah. You guys have not.
Quite the career. We'll have to get him in studio at some point too to figure out.
I mean, is he a Missouri grad as well, like Aaron was?
No, he's
from Wisconsin. Drew's gonna like that.
Let's go. We had to stop the Mizzou grads from coming in. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that was the requirement.
We have so many Mizzou people at our station.
I love how as soon as McKenzie mentioned his name, you both turned to your laptops and were like, "I need to
Google
this guy."
You're googling him immediately. Guys, he's at Chiefs right now. You can look him up on X.
Is this weird? He looks kind of familiar. Who's he look like?
I don't know.
Looks kind of familiar. I mean, there's no chance I ever met this guy, right?
I don't think so.
Hey, if we have him in, I don't know how old he is. We got to give an On Wisconsin shout out.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we do.
I feel like I should have done a little bit more like in-depth investigating because I don't know. I don't know how to answer your questions.
That's fair. You don't need to answer.
We've reached the
stalking someone portion of Fan Club.
Yes, you are.
I wish the camera was back on Cody so then you could see both of them.
Googling
deep
through
into their computers and phones, like, who is this guy?
The text line is crushing Cody for comments he made about 90 seconds ago. Someone said 913-586-7965. Quote, "You are very well put together, Jiminy Christmas, Cody."
What?
Someone wants to know, are the nails shellac or gel?
Am I supposed to guess first?
Dip,
and then she tells
us.
I don't know what any of that
you
means.
Guys don't know that means.
I don't
it's
know
okay.
what that means.
I'm just going to tell you right now, Alex, one piece of advice I'd give anybody who is like,
here we go.
It's
here
not
go.
That big of a deal to know about some things that don't interest you, but interest your female partner.
It's okay
to know like cursory knowledge of some of the things.
I have a very important question to ask both of you though. Do you care if a woman's nails are done? Like, do you pay attention to that?
No. Well, I mean, it stands out.
I debate people on this all the time. I think it stands out.
Is it important? No. But do I notice it? Sure.
You wouldn't, like, go on a first date and then be like, ugh, her nails weren't done?
No.
I'll
be judgmental on plenty of other things, Mackenzie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the nails.
I would say it's like, again, more you notice, but not like I'm offended if you don't.
Sure. Okay.
But that also might have just come from, like, a long time in life. I'd be like, you know, like, if... You know, like, I don't know what the male equivalent of that is. Like, did Alex not put enough product in his hand? Like, what's the male equivalent of, you know, like, not being dressed well enough for the day?
I don't know.
I think it's probably fine. Yeah. I imagine, you know, like, anybody else, it probably depends on the person.
We've got Mackenzie Nelson from KSHB 41 hanging out with us here on a Fan Club Friday. You said you're going to be at the game on Sunday covering it. What do you make of the Broncos and just, like, the vibe around this one? We've been trying to figure out all week. We both think it's going to be, like most Chiefs games, close, maybe a little lower scoring. Mm-hmm. We'll do our official game predictions a little bit later on this hour.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I don't think it's going to be a very high scoring game just because of the 8 games that we played so far. Like, they have not blown anybody out. And so you would like to think, okay, the Chiefs, they're going to take care of the Broncos easily. You know, it's going to be over maybe, you know, third quarter. But that has not happened at all this season. So I don't want to get ahead of myself and say, oh, this is in the bag.
I thought last week was going to be the blowout. And this week, I'm like, not going to be close. Yeah. So they'll probably win 30-10 or
and
something.
After last week, too, it was like, oh, okay, that went into OT.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think about the Broncos coming in here.
I just look at, they've won, but I look at who they played, and I just, I think they're about to lose 3 or 4 in a row, and this will be 2 in a row. They obviously got beat up by the Ravens. I would not be surprised if we wake up around Thanksgiving, it's a Broncos team that's still sitting at 5 wins. I just don't believe they've been anybody all that impressive. I don't think they're all that good.
I just hope that they're not kind of looking past the Broncos, because we got the Bills next week, and then, what is it, Pittsburgh after that? So,
Panthers first.
Panthers, then Pittsburgh.
Panthers.
Right? Okay.
The Bills are squeezed between a couple of real duds. Really. I mean, it depends on how you think of the Broncos.
But. Yeah. I just hope they're not too focused on Buffalo following week.
I hear you, but I guess it goes back
to the trap game conversation.
Yeah, we had a whole thing about trap games.
There's always one.
What qualifies as
a trap game?
I'm not a big believer in him. That's why he's saying that. For me, the fact they lost to Denver in Denver last year, just like when the Chiefs lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day, going into that Raiders game, I didn't feel it, and I don't feel it in this one. To me, when you lose to a team and get embarrassed the way they did with Russell Wilson last year, I don't think they're overlooking the Broncos on Sunday. And Andy Reid just focuses so much on these divisional games. You've covered this team for a long time, McKenzie. Yeah. So like the Andy Reid in training camp, he spends so much of his time focused on every single member of the AFC West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I don't think they can take any team lightly at this point, but especially AFC West opponents. And I mean, the Broncos did beat them last year. So maybe they still have a bad taste in their mouth from that. I don't know, though quarterback's not there anymore. So
no, but you know how it is. It's like divisional games, they do treat differently. And that's the other part about, like, if I were going to choose an upset or say it's a trap game where they lose, like, their record against the AFC West, they put those teams in the ground regularly. They have they've got more 20-point wins against the AFC West than actual losses of any kind. So, like, that's the part that always shakes me. Even if I thought, like, I feel like a division game for the Chiefs can't be a trap game because they take those games too serious. That's why we always talk about, like, there's like five training camp stories that exist every single training camp. And one of them is it's division week and they're practicing for the Chargers and the Raiders and the Broncos. And they're going to look at those teams specifically for these days with only them in mind. And that's, you know, like, there's something to that. I mean, those teams just been bad during that time too, maybe. But
yeah.
Do you guys think that we can expect even more from D-Hop? I mean, the guy had 8 catches, 86 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Do we think there's even more to come from him?
That's pretty high, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Nate Taylor was on the morning show yesterday, I think, and he said, look, DeAndre Hopkins isn't even running, like, the complex routes yet. Like, he's basically still running.
This is just the
beginning. I know.
Yeah.
But also, like, at some point, there's a limit. I mean, would you be surprised on Sunday if I told you he had 8 catches for 120 yards and a touchdown or something?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
No. I think last week, the 2 touchdowns, you know, he had an extra week, like, under his belt. I mean, his first game, he only had 2 practices and had 2 catches. It was like 29 yards or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then to come up to the second game and score 2 touchdowns and have a game like that, he's just going to keep improving and get more involved, I think.
I just can't believe how comfortable, how quickly they got with him.
Yes.
That doesn't even make sense, Andy, like, logically.
They've been pleasantly surprised how quickly the connection was there, like, immediately. And it's the trust thing. We had Ross Tucker on the show earlier this week, former NFL offensive lineman. He's like, the one thing you notice right now is Mahomes trusts DeAndre Hopkins. And we've had these wide receiver conversations. We all know about last year and everything, and that was a big problem. Mm-hmm. Who could you trust? Now he can trust Kelce. He can trust DeAndre Hopkins. I think he trusts Juju Smith-Schuster whenever he's out there.
Yeah, sure.
Other than that, like, I don't know who else he trusts in the passing
game. I think he throws it to them, but he doesn't trust anyone else.
Well, not DeAndre Hopkins, like, catch, too. Like, he threw it up there, and the fact that he came down with that and made that catch last week. Like,
he hasn't made that type of throw in 3 years. Like, as in, I'm just going to put it there, and that guy will probably get it.
Yep.
Which is, like, because he hasn't thrown that since, like, he used to throw those to Tyreek.
Yeah.
But there isn't a receiver since he's thrown.
Yeah, I don't think there's been anybody on the Chiefs that makes that catch until DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, oh, no, 100%. It is. It honestly, Tyreek Hill's the last player.
Mm-hmm. That was an incredible catch.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player, it turns out.
Kind of good, the Chiefs guy, right?
Well, look at the other wide receivers as Carrington walks in studio. What's up, Carrington? He's excited for the Jayhawks tonight. He'll be in Allen Fieldhouse, I'm sure, as a big KU fan.
Ooh, fun.
DeAndre Hopkins, Deontay Johnson, Davante Adams, Amari Cooper, all these receivers got traded. So far, the early returns, Deontay Johnson in 2 games hasn't done anything. So right now, I know it's just 2 games, but we all wanted Deontay Johnson at one point here in Kansas City. He hadn't done anything in Baltimore yet.
No, but it's only been 2 games. I just, like, every year there's like 5 guys, 6 guys who traded, and like half of them have no impact. None. I mean, look at the Chiefs. They traded for like Kadarius Toney a couple. It didn't mean anything. Didn't do anything to their season. And last year, McColl didn't do anything for the regular season. Yeah. They traded for him, and he just kind of like hung out for a few months. And then the postseason hit, and they had a role for him, and obviously caught the game-winning touchdown and all the stuff to go with it. But like, I think it's rare that, like, when what happens with, like, DeAndre Hopkins, where just, like, rolls into the building as the most important player.
Right. Immediately, too. But I think last week's game, the 2 touchdowns, to see the catches he made and just how open he was getting, too, and even the times he wasn't open, he was catching the ball. So he's just a huge piece now to this offense. I think it's just going to get even better.
When is Daisha coming back in town? Someone was asking if we could get back her
Jones?
Back here for another fan club.
I don't know.
She lives in, like, Philly now.
She's in Philly.
Okay.
She's currently in Puerto Rico celebrating her 3-year wedding anniversary. So,
nice.
Yeah. But I'm trying to convince her to come back and hang out. specifically to hang out with you guys.
Just for fan club show. Friday.
Just come back just for this.
Just for the show.
We'll give you some drinks before you guys go have like a fun Friday night.
Yeah, we're gonna end up getting an airline sponsor, and we're just gonna fly people
fire
in
it
for fan club
yeah
Friday. We're gonna take the next step. We're gonna fly guests in.
I will say we are one step closer to having maybe Lake Day for Cody and Gold. Ooh, next summer's month.
There's some behind the scenes conversations.
Really? There's some interest.
Behind the scenes conversations. Maybe it's very early in the process. Maybe just maybe we could have a Cody and Gold at the lake in the summertime.
I love that. We talked about that months ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. My brother said we can have his place. We can choose a weekend to do that.
I think you guys should totally do that.
I don't know if we're going to have... Yeah, we might have some other plans. We may not even need to borrow someone's place. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the videos on TikTok of like the adult men sitting on a dock, like drinking beer, telling jokes?
You guys know
what I'm talking about?
I haven't.
It's pretty funny, but I picture you guys doing that for the radio show, just like sitting in chairs on a dock and just hanging out.
Just telling
out
jokes?
Yeah.
I like the idea of like the most relaxed version of our show we've ever had. You're on the jet ski for a minute. We're in and out.
We got fireball
keeping
shots
loose.
Already dropped by.
Oh, yeah. Our friends over at Sazerac, they dropped off a bottle of whiskey last week and fireball
and
shots.
And one of those party buckets of, the little shooters or whatever of fireball.
So if you want to get really turnt here on a Friday, there are fireball shots.
We're saving those.
Do you have to work tonight?
I have to go to work after this.
We have
a lot of high school football to get to, Cody.
It's playoff time, right?
Playoff time.
Correct me if I thought I saw it out. This actually, this works because this is your guy. You're the NBC affiliate in town. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the Today Show at Platte City, Platte County or something? It's their first time in the playoffs or something?
Yeah, so it's like their first playoff game in like two decades. They went undefeated in the regular season. But Taylor Hemness, our main morning anchor, he was doing a live shot out there for the Today Show.
For the National Today Show. Okay,
so they like tuned into our live shot and he interviewed the coach and they had a big pep rally there this morning. So it was pretty cool.
So what's the biggest game of the night? Honestly, I don't know. Where are you going for high school football?
So our game of the week is going to be Blue Springs at Blue Springs South, which is supposed
to be
pretty good.
It's been like the game of the week for two decades. Two teams have been good forever.
Yeah. That's where I will be. But, I mean, there's so many games happening around town. We'll have tons and tons of highlights tonight at 10.
I was like, I should pay more attention. There are a lot of games.
There are
It's the very
games.
Beginning of the playoffs, it appears.
On both sides of the state line?
It's like semifinals for, what is that? Is that Kansas? And then we're in districts for Missouri. Okay. Yeah. I believe because one, it's like
I went to Winnetonka.
How's Winnetonka doing, Cody?
They were terrible football the entire time I went there.
Well, so was my
high school. They did win a district title when they got bumped down one level one year. Yeah. They did win district when I was in high school.
Yeah.
They were like 500, and then they got their teeth kicked in by a Blue Springs school.
We were
when it came to playoff time. They lost like 60-0.
McKenzie, you know this. Olathe Northwest was very new at the time, and they were not good at football.
Your brother
played on the team.
Okay.
My apologies, but
it's okay.
What position did he play? Because if it wasn't quarterback, then it's fine.
He wasn't quarterback.
No, he was not quarterback. He played like tight end for a little bit, and then he played. God, why are you guys quizzing me?
Was he offensive line?
You don't remember?
I think he was the defensive line. I don't remember. I didn't really pay attention to our football team.
I'm trying to look up what Tonka's working on.
I feel bad for saying that out loud.
They wasn't the best team in the world. Wasn't the best team in the world.
I was there
Games
for
were
moral
fun to
support.
Go to, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun. Over at, what was that? CBAC.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Over College Boulevard.
ODAC and CBAC.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Winnetonka was 4-6 this year.
I'm surprised Cody hasn't started a campaign to make him head coach of the Winnetonka High School.
It's Missouri District semifinals. That's what it is.
Okay. No,
and
I'm not
then regionals
for
Kansas.
All right.
So, yeah, some good games.
High school football on both
Very
sides of the state line. We're just getting started here. Fan Club Friday. We've got Mackenzie Nelson from KSHB 41. Award winning now, Mackenzie Nelson, joining us in studio. Up next, we'll, of course,
have
our game predictions. We'll also run your random question and maybe some other ones by Mackenzie.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kinsey as well, right here on Cody and Gold. Friday here on Cody and Gold. Get to our game predictions for Chiefs Broncos on Sunday. And of course, the game right here on 96.5 The Fan. Pre-game coverage starts at 9 a.m. Mitch Holthus, Dane and Hughes, Josh Klingler, Dan Israel, all part of the broadcast. We've got Mackenzie Nelson from KSHB 41 hanging out with us. So we'll get to the predictions, as I said. Also, we can get into some other random questions from the text line a little bit. But you were mentioning during the break that one of your colleagues... Yeah, it is a dangerous game. One of your colleagues is going to Lawrence. We were discussing KU North Carolina earlier. Like, I'm a KU grad, you know that. But it's November and it's a Friday night. Like, if I was going to the game, I'd be pumped up for it. And I know it's historical. KU North Carolina.
Yeah, blue bloods.
It's hard for me to get amped up. There's no consequences to losing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big game. Like, people are excited about it.
Tickets are sky high.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're not going, I don't know if that's what you're watching on TV tonight with everything else that's going on. Not only just in the metro, but I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like basketball should be starting
it's
right now
early.
Or have this intense of a game or this big of a game, I would say.
Yeah, normally if you get this big of a game early, it's like the Champions Classic or Maui.
Yeah,
like those ones, I'm kind of used to it.
And they're in those too.
And maybe I've just...
KU will be playing in the Champions Classic next week or whatever.
Yeah, maybe I've just accepted that that's the big game early college basketball I'll watch. I told him, I'll give him credit for this. There is almost no game on the planet I would care about college basketball wise on November 8th.
Yeah.
Under any circumstance.
Yeah.
But if you're going to put Kansas and North Carolina and Lawrence, at least I'm semi-interested, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've got a chance to get my attention for it because at least it's two of the five best programs in college basketball history.
Right.
And one of the three biggest venues in college basketball history. And they're both ranked in the top 10, including one of them being number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
I think, I mean, it's got all the great storylines, but
oh,
it's like,
for sure.
It's November, what is it, 8th? November 8th today? Yeah. I don't even know what day it is. But yeah, it's like, it just feels too early to have this big of a matchup this soon in the season.
Yeah, these teams will be so different by the time February and March.
I mean, they just
played
Howard. Like, from Howard to North Carina, okay.
Yeah, KU 7-point favorites, I think. Someone on the text line says, hey, Bill Self can tie Fog Allen, though, tonight for all-time wins. Again, that's all cool. I just... You know, is that tying in people that aren't just diehard KU fans? I don't know.
No, no. You have to, like,
that's what I'm
have
saying.
Gone to Kansas.
Yeah.
I don't care about
you have to be you, Alex. It has to be you.
But I just
and
said,
like, he's not in.
I got, oh, it'll
as
be
as a student, he would have been in.
Oh, I would have been camping out on Tuesday morning when they started camping for this
game. I'm sure Lawrence is going to be insane.
Yeah, and the atmosphere. I mean, I'm jealous. I'm not spending $400 on tickets for a November college basketball game. That's all. Our producer in the afternoon with Carrington, Rob, he took off today because his show wouldn't have gotten over on time to go to the game. 'Cause 6 o'clock start time.
How early do you decorate for Christmas, Mackenzie?
I mean, I'm kind of thinking about doing it this
now.
This week? Like this week.
It's a late Thanksgiving. I usually wait till after Thanksgiving, but it's like practically December by then.
Sometimes
I'm
do it
pay
Thanksgiving
for a tree,
night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, but it's like we're like 9 weeks away, I think, from Christmas. And if it makes you happy to put your tree up, I mean, I think I might put my tree up.
I still get a real tree for Christmas, so I can't make it too far away.
I just got to pull my fake tree out of the garage.
That's it?
Set it up. It's already got lights built into it. Nice Home Depot purchase. Has a little remote.
Nice.
Turns the lights on.
I'm also a big fan of ugly Christmas trees, like, as in the sense that mine does not look like it came from a magazine. They're all just ornaments either I made as a kid
or
my
kids.
Wife made as a kid or my kids make now. There's no cohesiveness outside of that.
Like Charlie Brown?
Yeah, we don't have any like colored Christmas ornaments, right? That are just like red and green. Those don't exist on our tree. Mm. They're just all slowly acquired through like four different lifetimes.
So I don't care how early you put your tree up. Like, that doesn't bother me, but I feel like there is a point in time you got to take the Christmas decorations down.
Yeah,
right?
I'll give you 2 weeks. After Christmas.
Yeah. But you can wait maybe till after New Year's. I'm one of those people that likes to have it done before New Year's. You know, going to the new year, like, everything's put away clean.
Aren't the isn't Clark Hunt and his wife flipping the lights from the
right?
switch? I believe
this Thanksgiving.
Plaza Lighting Ceremony. I believe it's Clark Hunt this year, surprising that he hasn't done it before.
Well, I haven't been in 10 years.
You should take.
We went to that every single year we were kids. We hit Mr. Bulky's, get some candy.
Of course.
Go to the light. We did that every, I mean, probably 15 straight years when I was a kid. I haven't been in 10 years.
You, I couldn't tell you the last time
I did
it.
Are you in town for Thanksgiving?
Yes,
you and your
are.
Wife.
We
have you guys been to the plaza when the lights are on since you moved here?
No.
You should go.
You should
go.
Whole big thing.
It's a very
it's
Kansas
very
City.
It's very romantic. You have to do it.
I didn't know that there was a. I didn't know that
deal.
Was a
thing. It's
a
big deal.
The plaza lighting ceremony.
Yeah. Honestly, depending on your like your guys' Thanksgiving plans, like maybe you even go the night they light it and go down there.
I was going to say,
if not, at minimum, you got to go down there during the holiday season and have dinner and walk the plaza with the lights. You got that's a very Kansas City thing, Drew. We're going to cross these things off the checklist for Drew because maybe he's going to Arrowhead for the first time this weekend.
Maybe still.
He still needs to go to Allen Fieldhouse. He hasn't been to and plaza light. You can knock all these out in like the next month and
I'm
a half.
Get the full KC experience then, I guess, which I've been missing out on, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
mean, you have to barbecue. Check all of those off the list.
Of course, I've eaten barbecue.
What else is left?
I've only gone a year and almost a half.
How many barbecue restaurants?
You got to Liberty Memorial too. And see the skyline.
Oh yeah, have you gone up there to look over or see downtown?
And Union Station, just doing both.
No, we have not been to Union Station yet either.
There's a lot, man. There's a lot.
How long have you been here?
2 years, a year and a half, a year, about a year,
About a year. It's been a year and 2 months.
You're into there. He's counting. He's counting.
You're in 2 months.
Barbecue. How many restaurants have you barbecue restaurants?
Have not been to the one where you get yelled at when you go in.
Gates.
Haven't been to Gates yet. Haven't not been.
We actually did him a service by warning him that
haven't been to Jack Stack. Those are the three that have not been to. I want to go get yelled at for barbecue. I need to experience that.
Isn't that the Nooner? You could go into the Nooner special at Gates or something?
I think, is the next stop on the
Royals Day game early next year, you know?
He said I got to get yelled at.
So that's what you're into. Got it, Drew.
That took a turn.
We don't kick shame on this show.
We don't. That's an established thing on this show.
That was the big comment of the week. Okay.
Wow.
But no, I all I've heard is that as soon as you walk in, you better know your order before you walk in.
Yeah, I don't know if we're building.
You're gonna be under pressure.
I don't know if we're building it up too much. I mean, they're not like just constantly screaming in your face. Right, I don't know if we built it up too much for him.
Hitting you up as soon as you're in the building.
Yeah, you better.
You gotta be
keep the
on
line
the right
moving.
Pace.
Let's
go.
I'm excited to see what that environment is like because I'm either gonna be very. I guess underwhelmed because of how you've prepared me for it, or I might just be still overwhelmed.
I wonder if we've built it up too much.
Mid lunch rush.
He's gonna walk
in the
just
middle of a lunch rush.
Space. He's just gonna be like.
He's gonna go in there at 2:30 in the afternoon and be nobody in line, and just gonna be like, "Oh, take your time." He's gonna be like, "What?" He's gonna be like, "Wait."
Someone says we also gotta send him ice skating at Crown Center this year.
Ooh.
There's plenty of things for you and your wife to do. There's a lot of things you and your wife should definitely
Didn't
do.
Ice skating just open this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
I think it opened.
It opened super late because of the unseasonably warm weather.
They're also doing a bunch of Hallmark, because of the Hallmark Christmas movie, they're doing a bunch of pop-up stuff and events around Crown Center tied into the Hallmark movie. I don't know if you've heard. I'm in the Hallmark movie, Mackenzie.
You're in the Hallmark movie?
Yeah, he's an extra.
Yes. What?
She didn't hear.
How'd you get that part?
Applied like everyone else.
Sent in, you know, Mackenzie, I sent in.
Were you nominated?
I sent in a photo of myself, and they said, this guy looks like that Hallmark looks like movie.
This guy looks like he should be in a holiday movie.
And
absolutely.
So, yes, yeah. I hope they didn't cut out my two parts where I'm walking, you know?
Did you have any lines?
No. We're working our way up.
But he got paid extra for something, so maybe next year. If he doesn't make it in, something else might.
Yeah, I did
get
paid.
So is this the first year you'll be watching a Hallmark movie then?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
I've been married for a long time. I've watched a Hallmark movie.
You know
movie.
The Hallmark channel is important.
I've watched the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie or whatever, you know? I've seen a few. It's about one. I think I'm good for about one a year. One, maybe two.
Yeah, November 30th.
Okay, we're just like drinking, eating, like whatever.
Are we gonna have a watch party for this?
The issue
we're trying. In the movie.
We've tried.
It's
the problem
Saturday
is
Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a bad weekend from planning a watch party. I know at one point there was a watch party in downtown Independence or whatever the Independence Square, whatever it's called there, and then it got canceled. I think we looked this up. So we actually are trying to partner up with somebody to maybe do a little watch party
I think
or something.
That would be so fun. Count me in. I'll be here.
Okay. There it is.
Want to see if you're in the
I'm just
thing.
Inviting myself. To
I think we get a prize for the first person who can correctly identify you.
I mean, I honestly don't know
even
why.
Even if it's the back of your head, you know?
Did you have to dress in a Christmas
that was
outfit?
You said it's so hot.
It was so hot. It was July when we filmed this thing.
Oh, my God.
And it was, 95 degrees, and we're wearing... I'm wearing jeans, a sweater, and a pea coat.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was supposed to look like it was wintertime.
It was winter.
So yes, we were sweating a little bit.
Wow, I can't wait for this movie.
I have no idea what it's going to look like. And maybe the one scene where I'm walking on the sidewalk, it might get cut out. I don't know.
We're both the home of the Chiefs, and we couldn't just be guaranteed roles?
Yeah, we
you
should.
You guys are the home of the Chiefs.
I didn't even know you could apply.
We're the home of the Chiefs. Well, we found out pretty quick. I told Alex it was my dream then to be in it. He then stole my dream and was in it instead. I was out of town that almost the entirety funny. Of the
I
shoot.
I want to be in the movie. I want like at least one line though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we all, you know, as home of the Chiefs, we should get that.
Couldn't they?
Bunch of Chiefs players took your lines. Trey Smith's in it. Mecole Hardman's in it. There's a bunch of Chiefs players.
What I couldn't figure out is
they didn't need one fake TV or radio reporter.
They don't need it.
They didn't need one person being like a fake TV anchor.
Watch somebody be in the movie. And we don't know.
Ooh.
If it's someone from a different station, you guys should complain.
They had, one of the anchors on the Today Show, actually.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Hoda or no.
I don't know if it was Hoda, but she was in it.
Nice.
And of course, we all sign NDAs, and then she's on national television blabbing about the whole thing. Like, so then I was like, well, screw it. And I can talk
more. You have to sign an NDA?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were very protective.
They come after your mom.
Wait, so you're not allowed to talk about it?
We've given up on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much anyway, but like I can say, obviously, I was an extra, so I was walking on the sidewalk. Sure. But I can't give away like who was involved in one scene that I think would be interesting for people to enjoy.
Is that your
like,
first NDA?
No.
Oh my god!
I think I signed one for something else I did in Boise or whatever.
Wow. But I've never signed one before.
Never. Okay.
Never.
Somebody feels like they've.
This is a whole big story because of the Zach Bryan news today.
From the 816, Goni needs to put some respect on downtown Independence. It's called The Square, whatever they call it.
Okay.
Square.
Zach Bryan's ex got offered reportedly $12 million to sign an NDA. And she did not sign it.
And she has been on a podcast.
She's putting him on blast everywhere.
She turned down $12 million and she said, I want to put him on.
But you know what? Those podcasts, those shows that she's going on are probably paying her more than what that $12 million would have been.
I mean, absolutely. That's like 20% of his net worth.
So is he a bad guy or what's the story about
it? Super
I haven't seen...
listened to the audio from the podcast.
Why he was offering $12
million. She accused him of a lot of incredibly abusive.
How long were they married?
Not to me, they're just boyfriend and girlfriend.
And
he offered $12 million for an NDA.
If you deny $12 million,
how much bad stuff you got to do to offer $12 million for someone to never say
that you're not even engaged or married to.
Good for her though. Clearly, obviously, she feels important enough to tell everybody
to talk about it. I want to listen to it. I saw she was on some podcast this morning, or it was released this morning, and all this news came out, and I'm like, I gotta listen to that.
Some pretty good.
People are talking about it.
Text line people are saying Brody and Silver would be reporting live in the Hallmark movie.
They didn't need one fake radio reporter, TV reporter in this whole movie. My problem was like legitimately, we all applied the whole show, Drew too. And the dates in which they're like, here are the dates we're shooting. Tell us the dates you're available. And it was right when I was gone for 2 straight weeks on this show. I was like, oh no, that's not going to help me.
You missed your moment.
One of the days you shot, I think, is when I was gone.
I was on a Saturday. It was Saturday morning. Yeah. I don't know if you were out of town or...
On a 95 degree day.
You know, I sent in that very official...
Were you in a suit?
No. Two photos. I took yours. You shouldn't have had me take yours.
Yeah. Well, I sent in another
one. You look like
too.
A Hallmark movie.
Thank you.
That's really nice. What a nice compliment.
Thank you.
Everyone can compliment each other.
We compliment each other on this show.
That's
what
we do.
About building people up. Not
basically just
tearing them
very
down.
Well put together as well, Gold, is what
just like
is
Cody
what it was.
Said.
Yes.
I will say, I mean, I don't want to make this awkward for you, but on the text line, we've gotten a few texts, 913-586-7965. Someone says, just saw Mackenzie's Instagram. Cody's description was correct. She is indeed very well put together.
The way you said that made it sound worse than the way I said it.
I read the text.
You got real creepy guy voice during the last like 4 words there.
I read the text. You're the one that was like, describing like her as she was sitting down on air earlier. Thank you very much.
Very good friends.
Have you got any more DMs from people? Last time or 2 times ago, you were in studio and multiple people you said sent you DMs after being on this show. Now, I don't know if you want that to happen again or not, but people are already looking up at your Instagram right now.
Yeah, I don't go through my DMs often, but I get them a lot. Like,
What are you looking for in a guy? That's what they want to know.
I don't know.
A stat? Like, do you want them to, you know, have a good job? Do you want them to
have a good job? Be nice.
Do you care if they're into
sports?
Have
the same values. I mean, that'd be nice.
Same values.
I only like
to just
talk
be
about
decent to people.
Yes.
I know, but like sometimes people want the escape.
I didn't come prepared with a list, you guys.
I didn't know. We can talk through it now. I didn't need
We had people call in. We had people call in.
Humor. Okay.
We had people call in a few times ago.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know. I might have to check my Instagram now that you guys are.
Please let us know if there's a DM in there.
See if there's something funny.
Please read it on air if you can.
Some of them are funny.
Said you like a sense of humor, right?
But I never respond because I just don't go through my DMs like that.
It's a dangerous place, I'm sure.
It is.
Yeah, you got to read one of these, I think.
Let's see. I just have a lot of heart eyes and fire emojis at the moment.
Come on, guys, do better than that. Come on. That's all you got? You went through the effort to slide into a person's DMs you've never met, and the best you got are heart eye emojis, like fire emojis, not even like
responding
words.
To your story or something. Is that what it was?
And not your friends, right? These are just like random just people random you've people. Never met.
This person on the text line is shooting their shot.
Read the tweet or read the text.
You
Drew.
Sound really attractive. I would seriously fight three mountain lions and a handicapped McDonald's bathroom stall with my hands tied behind my back, and my only weapon is a shake. What is a shake weight glued to my forehead just to get to know you and take you out and get to know you.
My God. My voice sounds like he said my voice.
He said you sound very attractive. Wow. That's what he said.
Just by my voice. Wow. Okay.
That's a nice
Maybe
compliment.
I should go on the radio.
Yeah. You know what? No one's ever said that about my voice. So.
We do have the video stream going. Facebook, Twitch.
The Fan 965. You don't have to just imagine what McKenzie looks like. You can see it with your eyes.
That sounds so weird.
Oh my goodness.
Sounds so weird.
It's just weird to be like, she sounds, it's like, we have video for the whole show.
Oh man.
Like, you can see what Alex looks like or me.
Yeah, we're going to have to turn the camera back to you, Cody. Yeah, I don't have anything good in my hidden requests right now. Yeah, it's just a lot of, a lot of hard eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No real creeps?
No,
that's
not
always
yet.
My bigger fear, the real creeps.
None that I see, but I will keep you posted.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll come as soon as I get off the show with you guys.
Okay.
It always happens when I'm on your show.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Like, our audience is, you know, it's male dominated.
A lot of men are listening to Sports Talk Radio, it turns out. Yeah. All right, let's get to our...
I have had like 14 people follow me on Instagram just in the time I've been on this show. Wow.
Perfect.
Sending people directly your way.
You're welcome.
One guy said I looked her up on Instagram and everyone's like, okay.
We do have McKenzie Nelson from KSHP41 joining us. Before we get to game predictions, go ahead.
It says, you're hot because you're intelligent, smart, and very professional.
Smart. There you go. At least better than the hard eyes emoji. Game predictions are, of course, brought to you by Volkswagen Lease Summit, where you can get 0% for up to 60 months on any loan. I told you, I think it's going to be low scoring. 2013. I do not think there's a lot of points in this game. I think they're two good defenses. I still believe in Denver's defense, despite the fact the Ravens lit them up. They've really only given up 20 a couple times this year. 20-13, that's what I think.
So I think it is lower scoring. I know the Chiefs have been, 26, 28, 27, 30 the last couple weeks. I don't think they get to that total. I also don't think that's what it's going to require to outpace the Broncos here. 23-17 is where I'm at. I do think Denver will keep it close. It'll be one of those games where we all think, like most Chiefs games, it shouldn't even be this close, but it just is. So I guess with that, the Chiefs would not be covering because I believe the line is 8, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still at 8, something like that.
I was going to say 27-17.
So you think a little more scoring?
I think
than
a little
Chiefs.
Bit higher scoring. I feel like that's kind of average, right, for what the scores have been so far this season. So I don't know. I think it'll be close, but not close. You know, 27-17, I don't know.
Yeah, like one of those, like, they don't blow, same thing.
Yeah.
Never blow anybody out, but also the team's never, like, holding the ball with a chance to take the lead in the fourth quarter.
Drew, you said you thought the Chiefs are losing. Is that what I heard earlier?
No, I said
that against the Bills, actually.
I said if the Chiefs win, it actually helps the Bengals. So guess what? Chiefs are going to win this one 24-17.
Whatever helped the Cincinnati Bengals
Whatever
can
helps
get.
The Bengals, even if it's the Chiefs winning.
That's right.
Every Chiefs game is the Chiefs are between 24 and 28 points, and their opponent is between 13 and 20. Like, that's almost every single Chiefs
Watch
game.
Watch this be, like, the highest scoring game of the season.
38-29 or 30 or something random.
I don't think it will be, but I'd be crazy if it was.
It would be nuts.
Someone says, guys are a bunch of nerds. We get one lady on sports radio and the text line, and you guys, we all turn into a bunch of knuckle draggers.
What does that mean?
Like Neanderthal, you know?
Last one before we let you go.
That was my Neanderthal impression. Pretty good?
Last
that was
one.
Good.
From the 913.
Oh, boy.
I read this one regretfully. McKenzie, are you from Tennessee? The texter says.
Oh, come on.
Because you're the only 10 I see. And that's how we end the show.
Wow.
913.
Goodness.
That was from the 913. I hope you're proud of yourself. Wow. I hope you're proud of yourself.
You got Alex to read it.
On the text line. Thanks for coming in studio. I'm stunned you came back in studio with us.
Always, guys.
Hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.